Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We encourage you to join, be a part of the community. We have a lot of fun talking hockey and some other things as well. So if you're looking for maybe a good book to read or just some off-the-wall chatter, it's a great place to hang out and share some thoughts. Okay, let's get right into it, because this weekend is probably the most unusual set of NHL games, provided both are played, that we have seen. And I'm talking about the Lake Tahoe series. Saturday, which is today, the day this podcast drops, it's the first part of it between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Colorado Avalanche, which unto itself is a marquee matchup. That's an amazing game to watch. I don't care where it's being played. You play it on the moon, you've got to watch that game. Although, to be honest, if it were played on the moon, it would probably have a larger audience. That said, that game will sell itself. And then on Sunday, now they moved up the start time for this Philadelphia Flyers-Boston Bruins game, just a heads up for that one, because of concerns the sunshine could pose problems with the ice. But this weekend set gives the NHL a chance to do something it quite simply could not do in a normal year, and that's play a game in front of no fans on Lake Tahoe, in the middle of, you know, a forest-like setting. And it really has this romantic vibe about it, as far as the roots of hockey and where you can take the game back to, and the thoughts of, you know, kids skating on outdoor ponds, and where the game kind of was originally born as an outdoor game. And being able to do it in this setting will look amazing, I think. And I believe the NHL is going to do a great job. And they have the ability to cover things in a different way as well. There's a great article right now on NHL.com, and there's some other articles as well that follow up on this idea of different camera angles, different things the NHL is going to be able to use. They're going to have drones. They're going to have different crane and robotic cameras following the play. They're even planning on using a fixed-wing aircraft. So the goal is to cover this game and get shots that you would never, ever see otherwise in any other kind of setting. And I think that for this to be a showcase event, there's no Winter Classic this year. This really is the Winter Classic, these two games. So this is the NHL showcase games. They're in prime time on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. This is important for the NHL to get this right. And regardless of the quality of hockey, regardless of the fact the Flyers are going to be missing at least six players heading into the game, and some marquee names like Voracek and Giroux will not be on the ice on Sunday, that's tough for the Flyers, and especially their fans, to swallow. But they really do have the chance to grab attention and maybe carry that momentum for the rest of this regular season, which has been an exciting one for most teams. Unfortunately, for teams like the Predators and Sabres and some other teams that are just really struggling out there, the Senators, it's not the best season for them, but maybe the pain is lessened knowing it's a shortened season. That's another podcast. But this Lake Tahoe series is such an important two-game set for the NHL to make sure they get it right, and to publicize it, and to make sure that it's in front of people, and that it's must-see TV. And look, if people don't necessarily tune in on Saturday, the buzz from Saturday's game has to be so great that it forces you to tune in for Sunday Flyers-Bruins. And again, I know the appeal is mostly in the West. Look, Colorado's going to be watching. The West Coast will probably be watching this game if they in any way care about hockey. And even some people who don't will probably tune in for curiosity factor. I don't know that it's going to capture the hearts and minds of the East. But I think if the buzz carries off of Saturday and the NHL does innovative things and does an incredible job covering this, they could really ride this into the postseason. Now, Tom, why is it important, you ask, that they get this right? Why is it important that they have buzz and try to beat their normal TV ratings, etc.? The rights are up this year. NBC Sports will not exist within a year. The broadcast network is going away. That doesn't mean NBC won't be a rights holder. They will always have, obviously, the flagship station, NBC itself, but also their other networks, where they typically put games in the playoffs. And we've kind of gotten used to tuning into, say, USA Network, trying to catch a game. So that training is there for us. But I think you're going to see multiple rights holders. and you're going to see ESPN possibly in play. You're going to see Fox possibly in play. Other rights holders may possibly be in play. And if that happens, well, now we're talking more money for the NHL. Hopefully, that is the hope, is to be able to split the deal, get more exposure, and up the value here. And so, if you realize it or not, these Lake Tahoe games carry a lot more on their shoulders than just the 2 points at play. Yes, for the teams and their fans, that's the bottom line. But for the league, its future, and its finances, these games need to be an absolute smash success, because they can then carry the momentum right into the offseason, into the broadcast negotiation rights deal, and that will contribute more to the growth of the game moving forward. All right, that's this edition of Tiny Biscuits. Please subscribe if you like what you hear. The podcast is available wherever you find your podcasts. It's on iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeart, all sorts of places. And feel free to search for it as well online. We have an RSS feed if you prefer to download it that way. Also, please follow me on Twitter. Again, it's at Callahan on Air. And don't forget, every Sunday night at 9 p.m., myself and Mike Haynes, also a former NHL voice, we talk hockey 9 p.m. on Sunday nights on Twitch and on YouTube, Talking Puck TV. Don't miss it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.